It's been almost 20 years since the legal and moral atrocities of Watergate shocked the nation. The collective conscience of the American people is quite forgiving, however, and many of us have pardoned Nixon's wrongdoings. Award-winning author and Buzz columnist Harlan Ellison has not forgotten, and most definitely has not forgiven, the misdeeds of our once revered former president, Richard M. Nixon.
I finally figured out what's wrong with America. It's not only that we suffer from the worst case of cultural amnesia since the eradication of the Cherokee Nation was deified in history texts as manifest destiny. It's not just that we've aspirated our own endless hype about how John Wayne we are, how Jack Armstrong we are, as Japan kicks our fundament economically, intellectually, imaginatively. Nor is it simply that we've gorged ourselves on the forbidden Twinkie from the tree of Gimme Gimme in the Garden of Greden. One could shudder, I suppose, when confronted by a stat from the National Assessment of Educational Progress that shows 70% of 17-year-old students queried didn't know what the hell the Magna Carta was. But according to a survey taken by the National Science Foundation, between 64 and 65% of the respondents believed lasers work by focusing sound waves and that the earliest human beings lived at the same time as the dinosaurs. Sure, it's easy to take the line of accepted wisdom that says we're a nation of know-nothings with a national average of intelligence on the level of something that, I don't know, makes its home in a petri dish, but that isn't what lies at the core of our national malaise. The answer lies not in Washington, D.C., or Sacramento, cannot be codified in the canyons of Wall Street or the underground missile silos near Denver, escapes explanation at the Harvard Business School and in the halls of CBS where decisions are made about the national character. What's wrong with us is your Belinda. Now, I know this is going to go down smooth like a demitasse of warm hair and Drano, but your Belinda is this nothing sort of burg about 25 miles northeast of Disneyland, appropriately enough, where Pop 52,367 is currently experiencing the galvanic twitch of a frog leg with a live wire in it. Because one day last year, your Belinda finally got itself on the map. On that stiflingly hot day last summer, your Belinda dedicated the $21 million Richard Nixon Presidential Library and Birthplace, and a lying, treacherous paranoid was feted as having repaired his image. Hundreds of acres and a 52,000-square-foot library filled with Xerox copies of papers Nixon had already sold for big bucks, dedicated to the greater glory of the man who said in the Washington Star News November 9, 1972, quote, "The average American is just like the child in the family." Yeah, and everyone makes a big who-struck John about how the money to build this Parthenon of the putrescent came not from the taxpayers, but from the pockets of private citizens, most of whom rode Nixon's gravy train to financial fecundity. Oh, yes, indeed. The 21 mil was raised by Maurice Stans, and who should be surprised? For if we recall correctly, and we do, Maurice Hubert Stans was Dick Nixon's Secretary of Commerce from 1969 till 72, at which point he became finance chairman for the Committee to Re-Elect the President, mean-spiritedly referred to even to this day as CREEP. And though he managed to get through the Watergate minefield reasonably intact, he's the upstanding citizen who was indicted for conspiracy to suppress a federal investigation of Nixon's chum Robert Vesco. He's the fundraising whiz who, in March of 75, was convicted in Washington federal court of 5 counts of violating campaign fundraising laws. Yes, sir. Maurice Stans is a name beloved in your Belinda these days and nights. Because they are days and nights filled with the tinkle of tourist coins. Just think how much your Belindoids will derive from this paroxysm of self-delusion and grotesque rhetoric. As 25,000 brain-damaged visitors to the opening ceremony queue up to buy videotape knockoffs of the Checkers speech at $39.95 per cassette. Think what a future lies just beyond that rough-hewn little hut where Dickie was born. They can expand. They can build out. They can build up. The Millhouse theme park featuring the trickle-down water slide. The house of fiscal mirrors in which civil rights and patriotism get their reflections warped beyond recognition. The Pirates of the Pentagon ride featuring Agnew, Haldeman, Haig, and Westmoreland. How about the Pat Buchanan forelock tugging pavilion? The Kissinger small world attraction in which the endlessly repeated theme song turns nasty gang kids into, I don't know, brainwashed consumers. Pin the tail on the Ellsberg, throw a pie at a clever lookalike of Helen Hagen Douglas, shoot a peacenik at the Tet Offensive Shooting Gallery. It's your Belinda, America, home of the library, extolling the ability of one man to make an entire nation ashamed of itself. and then they can erect ancillary attractions, just as Anaheim has done. I don't know, maybe the Charles Manson Waxworks and Chamber of Slaughter, the Benedict Arnold Hall of Shame, the Wounded Knee Frontier Village, and perhaps later, maybe, a life-size replica of Babi Yar as part of the Joseph Stalin Spod Fat Farm. You know what's wrong with America? It's not that we're stupid, or that we forget the past, or that we have all the sophistication of a turnip truck hayseed playing a three-card Monte on a street corner. No, the trouble with America is we just don't hold a grudge long enough.